My name is Elise Bowman, Sergeant, Troop K, 9th Cavalry. And I'm sitting here at a table. And on that table, there's a ledger with rough paper inside, and I'm writing down everything that happened today. Today the sun come up, and it come up strong, burning through the treetops, and it lit up the world around me. And I saw the trail ahead of me, and I'm riding like we always do, riding looking for people getting into trouble, people cutting trees down where they shouldn't, people shooting the deer, which they shouldn't do at all. And I'm thinking how quiet it was, how quiet it felt around me, and how that quiet gets into you, gets so deep into you, you think that there's nothing that could ever make a sound in this world. And just about then, it started to rain. And I heard the rain coming down, and it got louder, and it got louder, and it got louder. And all I could hear was all that rain flowing down from the sky, filling up the rocks, flowing down from the rocks. And all around me was all this water, and it turned cold, and the sun went away. And I was all by myself up here in this high country, they call it, waiting to run into someone who didn't care that the park was being protected by colored soldiers, didn't want to take orders from any colored soldier. And I was just not looking forward to that kind of conversation, but it didn't happen. It just stayed quiet. And there was just the wind, just the sound of the wind in the sky, and there's nothing around me but Yosemite and the sound of my horse and me breathing as we moved along the trail. And I started thinking that this is what freedom must feel like. Never felt freedom when I was a sharecropper growing up in South Carolina. Never knew about freedom when my mother and my daddy had been enslaved. Freedom was this wind. Freedom was this rain. Freedom was being pushed up into the sky by these mountains beneath my feet, and the rain, and the rain, and the rain coming down. That was freedom. Why did I have to go all the way, come all the way to California to find out what freedom felt like? I couldn't find it in South Carolina. I couldn't find it where I enlisted in Nebraska. I had to come all the way to California to get the taste of freedom in my mouth and in my lungs. But now I got it, and I don't know if I could ever let it go. How do you let go of freedom when you hold it for the first time? Here I am, up in this high country, north of Tuolumne, and I'm feeling it, and I don't want to let it go. But some officer's going to come along and tell me, you need to move on to that next patrol post, but I'm not going to want to leave. I'm going to want to stay. I'm here right now, and I want to stay here. Ain't it something? Find some place where I feel free for the first time in my life, and I'm going to have to go someplace else and hopefully find it all over again. Well, that's all I want to say right now. I guess that's enough. You take care. All right.